Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Unemployed Developers. Sorry about that. I got excited. And we wanted to apologize for last week. We didn't post a posting, but we have reasons. We have reasons why we didn't post. I'm here with Danny and Eric, and I guess we can start off with the best news that we have so far. one of us got a job. So it's not me, obviously, because I have one already. But
either, you mean two of us now.
Oh, yeah, two of us now on this podcast are currently software developers.
We're down to one true unemployed developer. I'm going to hold on to it, don't worry. I'm holding it down right now.
So you clearly, just, Eric, who got the position.
Eric, you could just say we were lazy last week.
No, actually, last week, I got hurt. I don't know if I told you guys, but I strained one of my ligaments on my knees. It was pretty bad, man.
Oh, what the hell?
I had to get an MRI. Did I tell you guys?
Nah.
Yeah, I got a strain on my knee, and dude, I was in pain. And then I know last week I knew Eric was preparing for the interview, and he was really stressed out about it. But comes to find out, he got a job. He got a job at where I'm working at. Eric, you want to describe how you're feeling and how you feel?
Nah, yeah. Man, I mean, I'm excited for the next step. But like Pedro said, yeah, it was tough because, I've been having too many L's with this with interviews, and I had a lot. Even before we graduated, I already had a couple of L's. So I was like, man, I can't be taking L's anymore. So I gotta give it my best shot and see where it goes. And I guess, you know, they saw what they needed in me, and I think that's what did it.
That's good, man. I'm really happy, for you. You know, this is gonna change your life. I honestly, this is my second day as a developer, so I don't have much experience. We're almost finished at the end of our PI, and then. Mm-hmm. So I came right at the end of like us finishing work, so we're just wrapping up things and preparing for the next batch of work, Danny. And then Danny's actually been busy too. Not just us. Danny actually.
I'm always busy. Always making moves. You know, Danny, it's not like I just get off of work and go to sleep most days. You know, I always got something to work on. Nah, but lately I launched my own personal site, you know.
Yeah, man, tell us more about your website. I was looking at it. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, so, like, anytime you look online on, like, what junior engineers need to freaking get that application to go through is, like, having your own personal site and kind of showing off your past projects. And that's kind of what I did with this website. Just kind of...
What got you... into that, like, why'd you decide, just because?
Yeah, just like every like, well, I watch like a lot of YouTube videos on like people that kind of trying to, I guess, guide you on how to land your first job. And you know, like, they all say have like a good portfolio site that kind of shows off your past projects, and that's kind of, that would make you stand out from everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So that's kind of what I did right there. And yeah, it took me a while. It took me like a week and a half to come up with the design and actually implementing it, but I think it came out pretty well.
Great. You wanna share your link on this podcast, or you just rather keep it for work purposes?
I mean, we can leave it in the description, but if you want to go visit it right now, it's https://danny-salas.com. And it has to be exactly like that, or else you're not going to land on it.
What?
Yeah.
You can't just type in Danny Salas and it'll take me?
Nah, because I have to fix something on the server and I just haven't gotten around to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it mainly for, like, is it mobile or... Because it looks really nice, like, on my phone.
It's mobile responsive, so I made it so it can look good on both desktop and mobile. Okay. I had that in mind since, like, beginning of the design, so, yeah.
As far as Eric, do you have a start date? When did you find out? You found out last week, right? Thursday?
Tuesday? August 7th.
Yeah, but you had your interview, like, that Monday or something like that, right? And then you found out a couple days later?
Yeah, a couple days later.
I think you should just kind of walk us through, like, the whole interview process, because he was telling me before the podcast how long it was, and, like, I thought it was kind of crazy, so I think you should kind of go over on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I remember you had, like, a thing online, but I don't know how long that was.
Yeah. No, me and Danny, we were looking into it, and then we saw that from... The day that I applied was June 5th, and then I didn't even get a response back until July 1st. And that response back was the video interview. And from July 1st, I didn't hear back anymore until July 31st. And then that's when they said, hey, come in for a person interview, and then... you know, we'll go from there. So it literally took like 3 months, because it was from the beginning of June, and then the initial starting date is early September.
Oh, you already got a date to start?
It's like a tentative date, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a tentative date, so it could change. Basically, it depends on how soon my background stuff goes. So once that's situated, I can even start. Like, I think they said, you know, the first September 1st or whatever the first week of September is, the first Monday. But pretty much, I mean, that's still 3 months. So that took a while. I mean, that's a long journey.
yeah, man. That's great, man. Congratulations. Welcome. Welcome.
How long was Pedro's journey?
2 years.
I wanna know. 2 years, right?
Well, yeah, I did the little tipper work assignment. Actually, I'm happy they hired me where I'm at now, because I'm kind of in the same experience level as everyone else, because we're working on something new and something that I had previously worked on. So, but right now, literally, like, yesterday, Monday, I was literally solving a jigsaw puzzle for work. Towards the end of the day, it gets kind of slow towards the end of the day. Meeting stops. Like, all the meetings are in the mornings, midday, but towards around 2, 3, we stop having meetings, and people are there, and we're just playing around. So, so far, it's pretty chill. I'm not really having to do much work. Till tomorrow, Wednesday, is when we actually start planning for the next BI, and that's when we start deciding the work we get and how long it's going to take us, and then we start distributing that work. So tomorrow should be a busy day. We get free breakfast too, so that's one of the perks we get. Every 6 weeks we get free breakfast.
Every 6 weeks?
Yeah. Cause every 6 weeks we get.
So like once every 6 weeks.
So you get one free breakfast meal.
Hey, that's part of the contract.
The company,
right?
Provides. Yeah, it's part of that they provide.
I thought you meant it like you get free breakfast every day. I was like, yeah. Okay, that's pretty nice.
Nah, man.
I thought you were working at Facebook or something.
Nah, I'm not working for like a crazy company. It's just and we get free coffee every Wednesday. I don't know if that counts. Not everybody drinks coffee, but I for sure do. But yeah, man, I'm so happy. But it's a lot of getting used to waking up in the mornings instead of what I used to do. Wake up at 4. So
you wake up at 4?
Well, go to work at 4. So Eric, any plans on preparing for this role, or did they tell you what you'd be working on or anything like that?
The only question they asked me was, what would I prefer? Would I prefer working on the front end or the back end? And I said the front end because it kind of just ties in with what I kind of been doing with work and with some of the Udemy classes that I haven't finished, but, you know, it kind of just ties in with that. So that's where I plan for them to put me first. But I told them, I was like, hey, I'm just ready to get my hands dirty here. Doesn't matter. I'm just ready to, you know, start learning and working.
That's good, man.
Pedro, do you like, what exactly would you be working on? Like, you don't work on the web stack, do you?
Or no, we're working on an application to be deployed next year that helps our agents, give quotes to customers.
Working more on the back end type of thing?
Yeah. Okay. We used to have it, but it when you go get insurance, like, you would have to get different applications. Like, if you wanted like life insurance, it would be a different application from auto insurance. So you have to go somewhere different. In this scenario, we're able to combine all those insurance policies in one and be able to pull it off that. So that's what we're working on. Currently, I'm working on what is called renter's insurance for people that rent homes.
You're still trying to get that validation done, huh?
Yeah. That validation that
2 weeks later.
Yeah, actually that one came back and bit me in the butt because the validation, it wouldn't hold a place. Like, it wouldn't hold, it had to be from 1 through 10 validation. And it beat me in the butt because it wouldn't save. Like, if you were to put 9 and then go to the next page and then come back, that number 9 would be gone. So it would be like that. In the office, man, it's crazy because on Fridays, if you try to, like, commit your push your code, try good luck because you need 3. Every time you push your code, you need 3 approvals from not only your peers but anybody that's working in your area that you – you have a group and you have to approve that code. They have to get those three approvals before you can merge into the master. So yeah, actually my schedule's pretty dope. My boss is like, yeah, you can have whatever schedule as long as you're doing your 40. And then he's like, oh, and on Thursdays you work from home.
Oh, so you get, okay. Damn, that's so nice.
Eric, be prepared to work from home one day. I mean, you already do, but yeah, one day out of that. One day out of the week, you work from home, and then you can do, most managers are real flexible with your schedule if you want to do like 10 hours every day and then go home early Friday. But yeah, for the most part, what I'm having a hard time understanding is, like, they don't ask for permission type, like, it's like, hey, can I take Friday off? Or hey, can I? No, you just take it off. Like, hey, I'm be off Friday. Like, that's the weird part for me. Coming from where I came from, you need approvals. Like, hey, can I have Friday off? It's like, oh, let me check around real quick and I'll get back to you. You know what I mean?
You're in a grown-up position now. You don't have to ask.
Yeah. Just
take it off, man.
It feels really weird. And it's like, oh, hey. Is that how it is with you guys?
The first day of college. You don't have to ask to go to the restroom no more.
Yeah.
Just go.
Just get up and go, right?
That's exactly how it feels. It's all new to me, but it'll take some time. Is that how it is at your guys? Like, did you have to put a request in at your jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to request it and then let your team know that you're going to be out. And then they're going to hate you because they basically have to do your work for you while you're out. And you're gonna be the most hated person if you're out on a Friday, because everybody's just trying to go home on a Friday. And
no, if you're out on a Monday, that's even worse. Because usually on Mondays, we have to catch up from, like, what was going on over the weekend. So instead of doing one day's work, we're really doing, like, 3 days work. And so you pile that on with somebody else's, it's just takes forever to get that done.
That sucks.
So for us to, like, take a day off, is you really have to plan it and make sure that you leave good notes for people to take care of your work and for your work to be taken care of. I think I've never taken a day off, to be honest. I take a half day.
Oh, okay.
But I always took care of my work because I'm just not that type of person.
Danny takes every day off, huh?
Nah, I really haven't. I've only taken like one day off, but I didn't have no choice on that one. But besides that, I don't really be taking days off either.
Well, I don't. Same
here. I don't got no reason. It's like if I get sick, I'm still at home. You know, I can still work.
over here too. If you get sick, you can work from home. You don't have to go into work.
Oh, for real?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You just have to attend meetings. It's Skype. Everything's Skyped now. So.
Well, Eric, what about let's say you do work from home. Like, don't you have all your work stuff on that computer there, or
no?
Do you log into like a? Okay. Oh, they give you a laptop too?
Yeah, they get MacBooks.
Oh,
15-inch.
I bet Pedro still don't know how to use a
MacBook. I've never used a MacBook. I've always been Windows, but everybody keeps telling me to go to a Mac. It's supposed to save 11 seconds when we build that. You know, when we build our application, the application we're working on, we have to run it on our local. So supposedly it saves 11 seconds. So it's not a big deal, but
seriously, you run it locally? You don't have it on a server somewhere?
No, because that's where we do all of our work. That's where all our work. So you know, it's not active right now. Nobody else, like our agents, can use it or nothing like that. So, Eric, do you have any questions for me for coming into the company?
I have a bunch, but they're more personal. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, what are you gonna dress? Like, what are you gonna wear?
Well, seriously, that's what I want to know. Is it like more casual or business type?
It's super casual, man.
Is it really?
What I'm used to wearing?
Huh?
You know what I'm used to wearing for work?
Your PJs. You just wake up and come
whatever,
to work.
Whatever. Dude, that's clothes I had me. On when I woke up.
It's me, literally. I thought where you worked, you would have to wear like red shirts and khakis, you know?
No, that's the call center, bro.
That's the commercial, bro.
Yeah, commercial. They like us more over here. It's super casual. Like, I mean, I've seen guys in 350s. I've seen guys in dress shoes. It's different. I mean, but nobody really says nothing. It's kind of weird when people wear shorts, but they still do it.
Okay.
Like, you have meetings, you don't have to dress up or anything. Well, meetings, you have that every day. So
managers actually are the ones that are kind of dressed. They're the ones that are not dressed, but they might wear like a polo and slacks. But for the most part, yeah, the managers are the ones that are kind of dressed up. But everybody else is pretty chill, man. Like at least all the developers are kind of nerdy and just wear like, some of them even wear like Pokemon Star Wars stuff. Yeah.
It's not just in the movies.
Nah, not just. So,
here's a random question: can I wear my earrings?
Yeah, yeah, dude. Oh man, a lot of people wear earrings. This one guy has one in his eyebrow.
Oh, what the
hell? Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Man, we have great
breath. I got Eric really excited now. That boy's like, hey, I can wear my earrings now.
Whatever you wear at UNT, just wear that. Whatever you were dressing like at UNT, just.
I can take my shorts and my, you know, like a black tee or what?
Yeah. Maybe
that's
not
pretty
black
much
tea.
Every day. That's pretty much at UNT.
There's people up there that have no shame, but different departments. There's people that have no shame, and they'd be dressing like that. They'd be having, I don't know, they'd be going up there in sandals sometimes. I've seen it.
Oh, no, that's like too much.
But that's not our department. But
I think my go-to fit would be a polo shirt and just jeans.
This is first day fit right there.
And t-shirt and some short some Ultra Boost or what?
That's my go-to fit for.
Hey, so how do you feel that you spent, I don't know how much money on that stand-up desk now?
He's still gonna be working from home that one day though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right.
No, dude, I always wanted one because like at some point I wanted to do like a build, like a PC build for my crib.
Yeah.
Because I love Macs, but I also need a PC, and I think that's where I needed it. I you need your PC and you need your Mac.
Damn. Well, now that you got a new job, you can probably do
But I always wanted one. I always wanted one. Ever since the first time I saw one, I was like, man, I need one. And I want to get it.
I want to get like Danny's or what?
A chair like Danny, bro. A fancy chair, man. It's like $1,000.
Balling on a budget. I got no kids. I got no wife, bro. No, I got money to spend.
Believe it.
I tried to get my job to reimburse me for a desk chair. And they never got back to me, bro. They just left me. They read my message, but they
left you on red.
To you. And at work, there's this one dude that his computer, has been really sluggish. And he's been complaining that it just sucks and he can't really do his job. And basically, our main tool is our laptop, bro. And they can't even, replace his laptop. That's, a big complaint. If that is obstructing me from working, why can't you just give me another laptop, bro?
Over here, it takes you a while. It takes, 2 weeks to get a laptop. You can get laptops, but it takes about 2 weeks to get a new one.
See, but at least you get a new one. Over here, nah.
Over there, they were like, let us know if you keep having that issue. I was like, bro, just swap out the laptop, man. poor dude over there struggling with, I think he was saying that the laptop is really slow. Imagine that.
Oh, it sucks, man. That's not ideal. I don't know if I told you this, Eric, but after 5 years, you get a pension. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's when you retire, it's because you be invested into State Farm. So after you retire, you receive some kind of a percentage out of what you made. After you retire, you start getting paid from State Farm.
After the 5 years, don't you still have to be there years after?
No.
Or is it just after 5 years?
After 5 years, as soon as you retire, you'll receive, I think, 3% of what you made. It'll just be an extra check.
Having benefits is a new ball game for me because, I never had any.
You have some here. You just never taken them.
Bro, it's like not having any benefits, actually. Might as well not have them because they don't.
There's tons of benefits on where I'm at. I mean, you get 40 hours of sick time. And then you accrue.
Coffee once a week. You get
a week. You get $10,000 reimbursement if you adopt a child.
What?
Oh, yeah.
$10,000. They give you $10,000 if you adopt a kid. Okay. If you have kids, you get 6 weeks off. For the guy, I think for the woman, it's much more time. You get to celebrate. You have a holiday that's just for your birthday or Martin Luther King or Veterans Day. You get one of those days off too. And they're just trying to improve. I know the people complain about the pay, but the environment's so, it's just stress free. That's something you should probably look into. I mean, the pay might not compare to other big companies. I know for a fact right now, was it Citibank?
Citibank,
They're hiring a lot, and the pay is great too, but they also fired, they also let go some people too. So I know in our environment, that's where we're at, it's just really stressful. I mean, it's stress-free, but the pay is not that great. So there's always your ups and downs to a company. And I know ours, at least, I think it's a great way to, it's a great location to start, at least if you want to start somewhere. I think it's a great place to start. But.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I never thought I would even go to a big company. Because Texas, I mean, not Texas, but Dallas has I seen on Reddit that they have like the big companies here, and I can't think of on the top of my head which ones they were, but they have like a list of the top tech companies to join if you have a computer science degree. And I think the only one that I remember was Citibank was in there, in that list, as being like the one with the most benefits, the best pay. Also, JP Morgan was in there. There was a couple of other companies, but I can't remember. But I mean, I was aiming high, but I mean, I'm okay where I'm at right now, I guess.
What about you, Denny? Have you been applying somewhere else?
He showed me his.
I showed Eric my email.
Did I just say the company we work for?
Bleep that out later. Nah. Okay. But yeah, I was showing Eric my Gmail earlier before we started the podcast, just showing him like all the applications I sent out today and yesterday. Like 20 of them. So yeah, I've been applying.
Definitely. His whole email is nothing but like emails that thank you for applying. That's all it is, bro.
Eric, do you think me working there helped out?
I mean, honestly, I think so, because like, you know, it's kind of like, it's kind of like when you tell someone when you're trying to get someone. Like, maybe you're asking for, like, a mechanic, right? And you're like, oh, do you know any mechanic shops that are good?
You can recommend?
Yeah, like, a recommendation goes over a random place, you know what I mean? So I think those are taken a little more serious, I would say.
You know what? I didn't tell you this, but I ran into your supervisor, well, the person that interviewed you. Mm-hmm. And I ran into him, like, literally, he was getting on the elevator, and I was going home, and he got on, he was going to another floor, but he's like, hey, I just want to say thank you for hiring, giving Eric an opportunity, and he's like, yeah. Oh, man, that guy is like, he's like, I just read your email today, and it was literally Monday.
Yeah.
Today's Tuesday. Yeah, it was yesterday. And he's like, he's like, his personality is what got him this job. I'm serious. That's what he told me. He's like, just his personality. You can tell he was a, you know, he was a go-getter, and he was really welcoming. Like, I don't know what he meant, because it was really like a quick conversation. He literally just told me it was your personality that got you the position.
Yeah.
So he didn't even read your email or anything.
No, he didn't read it until I sent it last week. He's like, I just read your email. I'm like, bro, I sent that a week ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think I did really give some really good answers to, like, they call them, like, the behavioral answers, but they were more, like, work-related answers, I guess. Right. And, yeah, they were, like, the answers I gave, I was even surprised. I was like, man, these are really good answers. And I just came up with them, like on the top of my head. Yeah, off the top. But yeah, I mean, as far as technical, I mean, he didn't really go too technical, to be honest. So, I would say I see why he said that, you know. I don't remember my answers to give examples out, but I think one of them was like, they asked me, you know, how did you go about learning something that was really difficult in a short period of time? I think that was one of the questions. And I remember just giving an example of like the certification that I did.
The one for your job currently?
The one for my job. And I was like, I knocked it out. Like I really had to like, you know, get down into the books and like really know it for sure, because it was kind of hard getting it. Even though some other people like got it in their first try, because you get multiple attempts.
Yeah.
But it was still a pretty difficult test, I think, in my opinion. And I just gave him a really good answer about like how much effort I put outside of work. Because I was like, yeah, you have to like learn all this stuff outside of work, so that's extra. And then I did it on time, and you know, it took this long. And that was an example where they're like, oh, okay, wow, that's pretty good. And then there was another one that was like really good, but I can't remember exactly what it was.
I know, right? I feel like I black out. Like as soon as I walk off those interviews, I just black out, right? Is it the same for you, Eric? Like, you can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's like that for everybody. Like, I have like preset answers to like every question, and then it just kind of like, if you practice enough, it just comes out, like, without you really even having to think too much.
Right.
And then right after the interview, you're like, holy shit, what the fuck just happened? Like, you know?
Yeah, I get that a lot, too. I was like, damn, what questions did they ask me? I think that's it. Eric, do we have anything? Hopefully we get a reply back from Nanny.
And it doesn't take 3 months. I'm trying to get it now.
He wants to go in tomorrow.
Honestly, yeah. When I first started, it took me about 3 months too. I'm not gonna lie. But he wasn't even in the department that I am now. It's a different department. But yeah, you just gotta be patient, Danny. Time will come, just like it did for everyone, for me. Like, at least for me and Eric, it took a while, but we'll get there. As long as you get from point A to point B. Yeah, tune in next week, and then we'll see how many out of the 20, how many L's Danny took.
Probably on 20.
He had a list of 100 something. No, just kidding.
Well, didn't he get one today?
Oh yeah, I already got my first one today.
All right, tune in next week for the next 19 L's easy to get. All right, well, I guess we're going to wrap this up. Danny, you have any other comments or concerns or thing you want to let people know?
Nah, I guess go check out my website. Give me any feedback, and yeah, that's about it for me.
Eric, you're just happy.
Yeah, just tune in for next week. Maybe I'll have a better idea of like a starting date and what I'll be doing.
Great. I haven't started coding, and I don't plan to start. They don't have me doing any. they have me doing like a bunch of
puzzles.
I wish they had me doing that all day, but they have me doing some training. They got me doing training all next week. Mm-hmm. And then it's about 2 weeks training after that. So right now I won't be doing any coding or diving in. So yeah, tune in next week and then let you know how my training is going and what they got me learning. But I think that's it. All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in.
All right, guys.
Hopefully we'll see you next week.